At home in Athens. The splendor of public buildings in Athens contrasted with the simplicity of people's houses, even in the Golden Age. Private life. Throughout Greece, private homes were plain. Made of mud bricks, Greek houses consisted of rooms set around an open courtyard that was hidden from the street. The courtyard was the center of the household. Other rooms might include a kitchen, storerooms, a dining room, and bedrooms. Some homes even had bathrooms. Water had to be carried from a public fountain. The ancient Greeks ate simple foods. Breakfast might be just bread. For midday meals, Athenians might add cheese or olives to the bread. Dinner would be a hot meal that was more filling. It might consist of fish and vegetables, followed by cheese, fruit, and even cakes sweetened with honey. Most Athenians ate little meat. Even wealthy families ate meat only during religious festivals. Women of Athens. If you had walked through the agora, you would have noticed that most of the people there were men. If you had asked where the women were, an Athenian man might have replied, "At home." Home was where most Athenian women spent their days. Women led secluded lives. Athenian men thought that women needed to be protected. Keeping them out of the public eye, men thought, gave women the most protection. Most Greeks thought that women needed to be guided by men. Women had almost none of the freedom their husbands, sons, and fathers took for granted. They could not take any part in politics, nor could they vote. They could not own property. About the only official activity allowed them was to be priestesses in religious groups. Running the home and family was the job of women. In some wealthy families, men and women had completely separate quarters. Women organized the spinning and weaving, looked after supplies of food and wine, and cared for young children. They also kept track of the family finances. If a family was wealthy enough to have slaves, they were the woman's responsibility as well. She directed them, trained them, and cared for them when they were sick. If a woman lived in a poor household, she often worked outside of the home. Women who had little money found jobs making pottery, tending sheep, or manufacturing cloth from wool. Although women throughout Greece did important work, they were expected to be almost invisible. As Pericles once said, "The greatest glory belonged to the woman who is least talked about by men. Either they praise her or find fault with her." Reading check. What kinds of foods did Athenians eat?